So they don't just get placed first.
Well, they get placed first, they got nothing.
Like, they're prioritizing immigrants over Americans.
Illegal immigrants, and they told me that those families was priority over us.
How many Americans are going with that 48?
We can't let them in yet because the mayor hasn't approved it.
Did you get, you didn't get a bed? Because we're here for
3 days in a row.
3 days?
And no beds?
No bed. But immediately, they housed them.
But yet,
and I'm 59 now.
Wow, John.
They was keep telling me I had to be a certain age to get a senior building, certain age for low income, certain age to this. So now I'm 59, and you're still telling me I have to be old?
An insider has come forward to Project Veritas to expose a practice within homeless shelters that prioritizes non-citizens over Americans. Now, according to the Chicago Tribune, last December, $800 million was received in federal aid for asylum seekers to be administered by FEMA across the country. To date, more than 5,000 migrants have been shipped to Chicago from the southern border and elsewhere. But now, are American homeless in Chicago being turned away in favor of undocumented migrants? We sent journalists on the ground to investigate further.
They told me that those families was priority over us.
Really?
Yeah. So I was denied regular clothing when they told me it happened, but I sat there for like 30, 45 minutes watching them come out of the back with brand new stuff.
Yeah.
Giving it to them families. And I was like, whoa, so y'all need some shoes that built over. Like, so help me understand this. It was a boxer. He was only allowed 3 items per week. Shoes, pants, or t-shirt, whatever, underwear, socks, or coat. Anyway, it was 3 items per week.
Yeah.
But these people had garbage bags and new items that they needed to survive on.
Really? Is it cool if I record you? Is that cool?
Yeah. It's more than okay because this is an issue that do need to be addressed. I went down to this one non-profit organization where I normally go to get clothing, food, you know, things of that nature. But got there, it was the illegal immigrants, and they told me that those families was priority over us.
You said that they don't give you supplies?
No, because they say them illegal immigrants is priority. Because they have to feed them, they have to clothe them, and shelter them. So according to them, that make them priority. So I went to check, update my status as far as housing. I was number 20 on the list. But now it done went to 67 because they say I dropped because they had to prioritize the illegal immigrants. And I'm like, that's so unfair.
Yeah.
I've been waiting 3 years on this list, finally get down to 20. And so
you waited 3 years?
3 years I've been homeless waiting on that homeless shelter list. Wait for affordable housing.
They're prioritizing immigrants over Americans, and we're funding the abuse. You know, she's like, yeah, you know, we're placing them in old hotel buildings, old school buildings and churches. We're furnishing out the units into apartments to permanently place them. I said, that's what you're doing.
Hey, I have a question. The way you guys place the immigrants, do you guys place Americans like this too, or no?
What do you mean?
Because you said you're from FEMA, right?
Well, we're an agency with them.
Yeah. Okay, but you said that you guys empty hotels and school buildings and refurnish them for the immigrants, right?
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys doing the same thing for Americans?
Yes.
Displacing Americans?
Yes. So once those open up and we get their services started, it's gonna house locals and
so they don't just get placed first?
Well, they get placed first, they got nothing.
They get placed first because they have nothing, but how about the homeless Americans?
They will get placed after once it's
they
open.
Get placed after.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I just was informed that there was about 50 immigrants in here for a couple days, and they're all out of here and into permanent units. I said, how many Americans went with them? And she was like, oh, no Americans went with them because they're not on our bill. The mayor has not signed the bill for Americans to be permanently placed.
The mayor has to set up hire the social workers, because obviously FEMA, and so we're temporary. We're gonna be here, set them up and go. the mayor decides when it's open to local people.
Yeah, but what I have a question about is, why are you guys placing immigrants before Americans?
Well, we're not. They've been here sleeping on the floor in the police station for 3.5-4 weeks.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the ones that were transported yesterday, you can ask any of these. Or you can
okay, say, so how many were transported yesterday?
48.
And how many Americans are going with that 48?
We can't let them in yet because the mayor hasn't approved it.
So only immigrants are approved. But all these Americans who've been on the same floor for 3 weeks, the same, just as long as yep. these immigrants have more opportunity than we do.
Yep. Because the mayor hasn't released it yet. She hasn't authorized it.
Right.
We gave her the money. The building's there. She has to authorize because she's got to put the system in place to help you guys out.
Hi, I'm at 10 South Kinsey Street, and I was kicked out at 5 because I was trying to get a bed, and they also said that they weren't supplying any beds to Americans. They were just giving it to immigrants. So I don't know if there's a place I can go or if you can help me. What is that going to do? What does that mean? What time?
Depends on when they find a bed for you.
You said depends on when there's a bed for me?
Yes.
What's my number in line?
You didn't get a bed? Because we're here
for 3 days in a row.
3 days?
And no bed?
No bed. I was in the bathroom and it was a family of 5. I've been coming here. They said they had no beds there. But immediately, they housed them.
And where were they from?
From Texas, from the...
The border?
Yeah.
You knew they were illegals?
Yes. Yes.
Have you asked them why the illegals are getting housed and not you?
This young lady just asked them the same thing. What do I have to be, Mexican or Hispanic, to get to stay here or to get a bed? And he didn't say anything. And I'm 59 now.
Wow, John.
They was keep telling me I had to be a certain age to get a senior building, certain age for low income, certain age to this. So now I'm 59, and you're still telling me I have to be old?
I give you permission to air it if you like.
Thank you so much, okay. Ms. Jacqueline.